Ragtime music is a distinctly American creation. The style began in the late 1890s and was all the rage until the time of the First World War. What makes a rag is the syncopated or ragged melody against a steady two-beat oompah bass. Rags were typically divided into three or four contrasting sections, each often being repeated and each symmetrical in length, usually 32 bars. It was conceived as piano music, and since women were the pianists at the turn of the century, over 150 women became ragtime composers, too. However, because of the restrictions placed upon them by society, countless women either published under a pseudonym or with initials only, or simply never had their compositions formally released. It is only in the past few decades that research has unearthed many women's pieces. Interestingly, a considerable number of women ragtime composers were white, while ragtime in general was a black, male-dominated field. Most of the women composed rags while in their 20s and 30s. Once married, they apparently gave up their composing, and because their careers were brief, the ragtime women never earned lasting reputations as composers. As a result, they were not listed in the standard reference books and trade directories. We're going to hear two rags by May Auf der Heide, who lived from 1888 to 1972. She was one of the best-known and most successful women ragtime composers and a popular pianist in Indianapolis. We'll hear her rags The Thriller and Dusty Rag. Then we'll hear a piece called Dish Rag by Mary Baugh Watson, who lived from 1890 to 1984. These people enjoyed long lives. She was a composer, violinist, and teacher of serious music in Albany, Georgia. Virginia Eskin is the pianist. ¶¶